it's good to see Christine Wong, the most traveling person I think I know. And, you know, and I know a lot of travel agents, Christine, who do not even travel as much as you travel. You know that's true, right?
Yes, it's true. And it's funny because you got the PWC Hawaii. And well, it was CSW Maui that was vacuuming. That's why I was a little late.
Well, it's wonderful to see you here. And I can't even keep track of all the trips you've taken this year. I don't know if you can. It's got to be at least 10, maybe close to 10.
This year has been pretty incredible. And I've added, I've added Machu Picchu for Thanksgiving,
Of
Thanksgiving. And I just booked another cruise 2 days ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have one coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yes.
Right? What do you have coming up?
Okay. Fred Wong and I, my husband, we've actually planned this cruise a couple years ago. So
was it one of those where you were on the cruise already and they let you do a future cruise?
Yeah, you do a future deposit, uh-huh. And then it got to a point where you had to choose one. And actually, Fred picked this out. It has a wonderful itinerary. And Jacques Pepin, the chef, is supposed to be on board.
So you must be talking about an Oceania cruise.
Yes, and it will be on the marina. You know how we love the marina. Well, 1,200.
Oh, I thought it was smaller than that even. Okay.
No, 1,200.
Uh-huh.
And we actually leave September 13th.
Oh.
Yes, it's going to be Amsterdam. And it ends in Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh, great.
It's an actual 12-day cruise. And Fred's never been to Amsterdam.
I haven't either.
So hence, we're going to leave September 13th and have two nights in Amsterdam.
Well, I'm going to try to see if I can find what I posted this morning. This morning, I saw the most amazing, it's a special show of Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
But it's a light show, and it's outdoors. And so they have the lights actually moving, and you walk. They're huge, huge panels.
Where?
It's in Amsterdam.
Oh, Cindy, you're going to have to tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about that, because it looked really fascinating. And you literally walk through his paintings, and you even sometimes in some of them, like the Starry Nights, they have it on the ground, and it's moving. And some of them actually have waters moving. And here it is. Van Gogh Starry Night is a whole new way at the Amsterdam Light Festival, which is, I'll show you a little bit. I mean, it's amazing. It's really, see how big it is?
Yes.
It's huge.
Well, you know, when we went to Nice, mm-hmm. and we went to Avignon, our friends took us to a place where there's an actual cave. And in the cave, remember they had the Picasso?
Oh, right.
That was, you know.
The war one, Laguerre?
No, it was all of Picasso's paintings. It was incredible.
In a cave.
In a cave, you know, kind of like this idea, you know, just using the cave as a backdrop. And, you know, there were the paintings on the floor above.
Where was that again?
It was between Monaco and Avignon.
Oh, amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I get ideas like that. Like, we got to do that here, right? But it'd have to be one of our wonderful local artists, like Kane, what's his name? Or one of those. Wouldn't that be nice to see on display huge, huge, huge moving kind of lights with things with the art? But Amsterdam is supposed to be amazing, and I haven't been there, and I want to go someday.
Yes.
So do you start your cruise in Amsterdam?
Yes, we do. So we'll be there two nights, and then we'll get on the ship on September 17th. Tuesday, we'll sail out at 6 p.m. Then we go to Dover, you know, which is the port. If you want to go to London, it's quite a long bus trip.
So it's one night of cruising. You get the next day into Dover?
Yes. You get into Dover at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And then we're there all day and leave at 7 p.m. Then we go to Le Havre.
L-E-H-A-V-R-E.
Yeah. And that is actually what I'm looking forward to the most. We have a short excursion to Normandy. And, you know, this is the 75th anniversary.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So we will be there from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's quite a drive to get there. And a lot of people are going to pay their respects and go to Normandy. And then we go to St. Malo, France.
I don't know that one.
I don't know either. There's a lot of ports that
I haven't been to. I love that and when there's new ports because some of the other ports are too touristed, right? So, but where do they say that's close? So is that you're going down along the coast of France and is it towards the bottom or where is that?
Okay. Actually, yes, it's coming. So we're going, what is that? We're going
south.
West.
West.
Yeah, west.
Okay.
And it must be a small place because we are anchored.
You have to tender in.
Yeah, so we have to tender in.
And do you have a shore excursion there?
I'm trying to get to Mont Saint-Michel.
I've never been there. I've always wanted to go there.
So I'm on the wait list for that. So I need to call and see.
Well, maybe you could do your own trip.
Yeah,
advisor.
Or we could do our
own tour. Yeah.
Yes. So, it's they're saying it's a fascinating fortified town.
Oh, it's amazing.
Medieval town.
I've heard so much about it.
Yes, and then we go to, or I've never been. Also, Brest, B-R-E-S-T, France.
I've never heard of Brest, France.
It's near the western tip of the Breton Peninsula. And it's a naval port with a rich military history. So we are there from 8 to 5. Then we go to La Rochelle. I've never been there.
Never been there, never heard of it.
So that is...
Is that down near where?
It's actually known for its white limestone cliffs.
Huh.
And it has an old harbor and three medieval towers... symbols of the waterfront, and so they have a shore excursion with cognac. That should be fun.
Oh, that should be very fun, yeah.
So those
are all new ports.
Yeah, 8 to 5.
In France.
And then we will go to Bordeaux.
Nice.
And the lovely thing is we are overnight.
Oh, great.
In Bordeaux.
So you can go to one of the restaurants. They have famous restaurants.
Yes. There. So we dock on Monday, 5 a.m., get in bright and early, and we don't leave until Tuesday at 4 p.m.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, you can just take your time.
Oh, yeah, I love France.
Have dinner. And there's a lot of
Well, you know, tourists. On this one, you want to be on that ship. They have Jacques, right?
Yes.
Named after the chef, and
yes.
To be able to be there, how do you get a chance to be present at Jacques when he's at Jacques? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to meet him? How do you do that?
Well, he's actually doing a lot of cooking classes.
Is he really?
He is.
Are you going to take some?
No.
Oh, no. Wow.
Eating classes, perhaps.
Oh, eating. I like that.
And then we go to Biarritz, which I've never been to.
Isn't that a very expensive area where they also do winter games and things? Or, I don't know.
Cindy, I've never been there. Mm-hmm. So this is all new to me. And
you do realize it's just about a month away.
No, less. Yeah, it's actually less.
And you haven't got your shore excursions planned yet.
I have. Well, you know, three of them are included.
Uh-huh.
You get three each.
Yeah.
So I have that. And so Biarritz is considered the queen of resorts and the resort of kings.
It's a very expensive resort.
Yeah, the Basque coast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are, and that's another small port because we are anchored.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only two ports that we're anchored in.
Wow.
Then we're going to, this is what I've been looking forward to, is Bilbao.
Bilbao is fantastic.
You've been, you were there with
John. I was there, right. And it's just you go there for the museum. I mean, there were some nice hotels, but the Guggenheim is like a living piece of art that is so magical. I mean, because it feels like it's moving. They have a lot of parts to this museum that actually do move. I mean, they have like the smoke thing coming out and around the outside, and there's sculptures outside, so you really literally feel like you're moving with it. When you go inside, there's things that hang that move, like these strips that have colors going over them, and when you walk through them, it's a very visceral, Yeah, amazing piece of sculpture that is like a living piece of art.
Okay, Cindy, so do you remember how far the cruise port was to the museum?
I started the cruise there. Mm-hmm. So I went and stayed at the hotel for 2 days, mm-hmm. I think before the cruise. Yes. And then took a, I took a bus or some taxi. So no, I don't remember. It's not too far. Bilbao is along a river. And you can walk along it. And the fascinating thing about Bilbao that I remember and was very impressed with is you'll see pictures. They have pictures all along it. Oh, come here. Come here, John.
The cruise port is about 10 miles outside of the city.
Oh, that's not far.
Oh, thank
you,
John.
Unless you're walking. Okay.
You remembered it.
Thank you. Wow.
But stay in here for a second. One of the things I remembered that I really was impressed with, and I think you were too, John, was the fact that this was really, a terrible, ugly port. It was at one point, sit down because I can't remember when, but it wasn't after the war sometime. Sit down so I can, because it was truly, it looked like one of those ugly, ugly port towns that no one would
very
ever
industrial.
Want.
It's extremely industrial and it's out of town. Okay. Unlike some of the other cities where the port is pretty close.
Yes, and you can just walk. Up, right.
You can't there.
Okay. Yeah, but then when you get into Bilbao, it was all done over. And it was beautifully done as you walk up to the Guggenheim.
Yes, the port next to the Guggenheim, which is the old port where ships, cruise ships do not come into, mm-hmm. Has been redone.
Yeah.
But if you're asking where you get on or off the ship,
that's down below.
It's going to be either a bus ride, a taxi ride, or some other way of getting into town.
But it's actually a good walk if you're not too far.
Because if you remember, even our cab driver got lost.
That's true. I do remember
that. Oh, my gosh.
But from the hotel in Bilbao, which was about, it was 10 minutes away, 15-minute walk from the hotel we stayed in. I think it was a Hotel Melia. We walked up to the Guggenheim, and it's a nice walk. And the Guggenheim, what's the name of that author? Don Gray? What's his name? The guy that wrote the book that we both read about that starts in the Bilbao. The guy that did the amazing stories that demons and angels and demons and all that.
No idea.
Dan Gray, I think it is. He wrote a book that you should get. It's about artificial intelligence, and it's all based in Bilbao in the beginning. Dan Brown, that's it.
Dan Brown. Okay.
Yeah, get that.
So, yeah, we're there from 8 to 6, so that's definitely a must, because even Garrett had recommended.
You spend hours and hours in the Guggenheim.
Yes, and then we go to another place. I haven't heard of Ferrol.
I haven't heard of it.
F-E-R-R-O-L.
Is that in Spain? Or
yeah, that's in Spain.
Never heard of that one. So it must be south of Bilbao, because Bilbao is at the top of Spain.
It is actually more west. So, it's west of Bilbao. Hmm. Yeah, because Bilbao is here, and then Ferrol is there.
Okay, I'm looking at the map here. Bilbao.
And then you keep going west.
Well, you do indeed. You're actually traveling across the whole top.
Yes, of Spain.
Of Spain. Oh, actually, that is, you're going to the edge of Spain, then going down to literally pretty close to Portugal.
Oh, we
and
are.
You'll make a right, your left turn and go straight down and in a few miles be right into the coastline of Portugal.
Yeah, because we end in Lisbon.
You've been to Lisbon before, right?
Yes, I love Lisbon.
It's very nice. And supposedly, we were there a couple of years ago, supposedly Lisbon has completely done that port over. They were doing it over while we were there a couple of years ago. And they were spending a fortune redoing the whole port area.
Oh, and you know where I want to go to?
Where?
Santiago de Compostela. And that is one of the shore excursions from Ferrol. So it says...
Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful city. I went there. That's where you end the walk.
The pilgrimage.
Camino del Real.
Right.
And it's not just because you end the walk there, but it's a beautiful town with lovely old churches, some beautiful little restaurants, and because there's so many young people who just finish their walk there, they make it pretty affordable. So you can find these little cafes that are just... very reasonable, and it's like one of these little cities with lots of wandering side streets and exhausted travelers and people sitting in the square with with their feet all bandaged up because they've gotten many blisters from their long walk. But you have to go into the actual church there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, which is amazing. St. James, I believe, is called church.
So this says it's a 75-minute drive into the interior of northwestern Spain.
Yeah.
And it's a eight-hour excursion.
Well, it's worth it. Yeah, yes. Definitely worth it.
So that is what I am.
And you
really
shouldn't be having as many people, but it is crowded. There are a lot of people who go there. The streets are crowded and everything. But yeah, no, that was a highlight. We went there on that same cruise we did that went to Bilbao, went to Santiago, and I loved it. I you know, that was one of the highlights. You can get some lovely bracelets. Remember, I gave you a bracelet.
Yes, I do have
it.
That beautiful color.
They have a lot
of
things with the lovely shell. You can get as souvenirs and things there.
Yes, and then we go to Oporto, Portugal.
Oh, really? Oporto,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oporto. And that's,
is that by Lisbon?
It's right above Lisbon.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So
it's where the river starts, where the river
closes. So we will be there from 9 to 6, and then we end in Lisbon.
Wow, that's a nice long trip. How many days?
It's 12 days.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then, well, we've been to Lisbon, Fred and I. We actually went to Estoril.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there was a Formula One Grand Prix.
Oh, right. I remember that.
And so we end 7 a.m., mm-hmm. and so we're going to spend the night.
And you're going to fly out of Portugal?
Yes. Yeah, so we will fly out of Lisbon the next day.
So United, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
And
not the 7:30
actually, it's a wonder, pretty good itinerary. Because we will go Lisbon to Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
and Amsterdam to San Francisco is a direct.
That's good.
So going over.
Did you get upgraded to business class?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's so good. That's the way to go.
And we are spending the night in San Francisco.
That's a perfect trip.
Yes, and then come back the next day just to.
Now, was this an expensive cruise?
Okay, so. Again, our friends that cruise, you realize there's categories.
Yes.
And the difference in the price of a inside. So inside is, if you imagine a room with no windows, nothing. So it's...
A prison cell.
No, it's
it
not
is
a prison cell.
It's a prison cell.
Okay, now you have to, Cindy, we are port intensive. I have no sea days.
Right.
I'm not going to be in the cabin during the day.
Did you get an inside room?
No, I didn't.
Oh, thank God.
If Fred would, however. So, for example, the price of an inside for this 12-day itinerary is $3,500 per person. That's very reasonable.
Not for a prison cell.
With Cindy, you're going to be out all day. It's dark at
night.
Can't do it. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So it's $3,500 with no air. However, when you go to a veranda with a sliding door and you have a balcony you can step out onto and sit on a chair and look, the difference, it's $5,300.
That much difference.
Cindy, that's 20.
That's a lot.
800.
That's a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
You know.
And then there's categories of verandas. There's this A, B, and C, and yada yada.
So for me, if you're looking at that much of a difference, I'm sorry, 1,800. So if you're looking at, so let's say 18, so 3,600 between the two of you. That can be put towards excursions, air. Anyway, so, you know, to each his own.
I agree. You've got, we don't have any more time because have a minute. But we'll have to talk about what you're doing when you go down to Machu Picchu.
Yes, and Garrett is planning everything.
Okay.
Because he's hired the guide. He's got all the hotels. He's got...
It runs in the family.
Hiram Bingham train.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was a special. They had the 20% off sale. And so anyway, I'm leaving it in his hands. We're going to meet in Cusco.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to spend two nights in Lima. Fred's never been.
I've never been either.
So we're spending two nights.
I'm considering going on this one. Yeah.
And I want to go before more and more restrictions are put on
Machu
Picchu.
I know.
Right.
Well, it's so nice of you. You came. I love you. You're a great friend. You came last minute, and I just adore you for that. And I love your trips. I haven't taken many trips, so I vicariously live through you, Christine.
Well, that's what friends are for. You know,
thank you
call me.
PwC for sponsoring us.